Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, and we are 23 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the topic of the daf is the Matnois Kahuna, specifically the Zroya Lichayim and the Keva. The Torah says one pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, "Vzeye mishpat hakoyanim me'es ha'am me'es zoyfchei hazevach imshar imseh." If a member of the am is going to shecht an animal, specifically a shor or a seh, the nasan lakoyin hazroya v'halachoyayim v'akeva, he shall give to the kohen the foreleg of the animal, the jaw of the animal, and the abomasum, the keva of the animal. We saw in the Gemaras that we already learned that being that the Torah used the word me'es ha'am to describe who it is chayev in the zroya l'chayayim in the keva, we learned from there that a kohen himself does not have an obligation to be mafresh the zroya l'chayayim in the keva and give it to another kohen. Why? Because a kohen is not called am. What about Levi? So Rav had a suffix and a maskana. The Gemara says that Rav said that being that we're not sure if the Leviim are ikriyam or the Leviim are loy ikriyam, a Levi wouldn't be obligated to give either. Stating that, the Gemara said on the top of daf kuflam and beis amid beis that although mi ikra din, a koyin is not obligated to give the zroy l'chayim in the keva. However, that's only if he shechts an animal for his own personal, private use. So they're shechting an animal, so they should have dinner. If, however, a kohen is a butcher professionally, he has a commercial outfit where he shechts animals and sells the animals, then even the kohen would have an obligation to be mafresh the zroya l'chayayim and the keva. On that note, Amar Rav Chisda, haikahan adloy mafresh matanto, a kohen that is not mafresh the zroya l'chayayim and the keva, lehevei b'shamto. So Rav Chisda said that kohen is going to be in cherim delikei Yisrael. The butchers in Hutzel, they've already been in Cherim for 22 years. Why? Because they violated this halacha, meaning they're professional butchers. They're not mafresh matanois. They're not mafresh the zroya l'chayayim in the cave. And Rav Chisda said that any koyein butcher that is not mafresh the matanois should be in Cherim. So Rabbi Bar Shela reported that there are butchers in Hutzel that have already been in Cheira for 22 years. Says the Gemara, my Hilchah. So what's the significance of what Rabbi Bar Rav Shela was saying? He was just reporting a story? It's not mashma that way. The halacha that a koyein butcher that's not mafresh the matanois should be in Cheira, that was Rav Chisda's halacha. So it sounds like he's coming to tell us something informative other than just hashtag rest of the story. Says the Gemara, maybe what he was saying was that they were in Cherem for 22 years, but not more than 22 years. As if there's an expiration date on Rav Chisda's Cherem. Rav Chisda said that a coin that's not mafresh the matano, he says it's going to be put in Cherem. You know how long? 22 years. And that's what he said. The Tabachi and Hutzel were in Cherem for 22 years, but not more than that. But the Gemara says it can't be, because Tanya was learned in a bright, so. But Medvar Mamur and Bimitzos Leisase. When is there a limit to how much punishment we will impose on someone that does something wrong? That's when it comes to a Leisase. If someone's over a Leisase, not all, but most, he gets Malkus. How much Malkus? Arbam Chasarachas, 39. Not more. It says in the Torah that if the Shliach Bezdin gives one more than the 39 Malkus that he's supposed to give, he himself is going to get Malkus. So there's a limit. When it comes to a mitzvah, so for example, Bezdin goes over to someone and he tells him, you know, Tzukis, Machasukah, or Lulav. He says, shake this Lulav. The Loch is that Bezdin has a right to get someone to do a mitzvah. They can physically hurt him. They can even kill him. So how could you tell me there's a limit to how long you could put someone in cherem for violating the mitzvah of the Nosan Lakoyim Hazroya Vilochayim in the Keva? A limit of 22 years. We know that when it comes to mitzvahs, I say there is no limit. If Makinoitzai Achatetzai Navshay, then certainly you should be able to put him in Cherim for more than 22 years. Again, what was the significance of what Rabbi Bar Rav Shela was reporting when he said that in Hutzel they were in Cherim for 22 years? The Gemara says, oh, the Kansinulu Beloyas Rice. What he meant to say was that once they're in Cherim already for 22 years, at that point, Bezdin has a right to ratchet it up. They could start penalizing the butchers monetarily, and they could do it without prior warning. So Bezdin has a right to penalize. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. There's different koichos that Bezdin has where they're able to go and even take things away from people. They can impound assets from people. Stating that, there would be a need to give the people prior warning. Ancient Elwin K. Mazirin. To the extent that the butchers were in Cherem already for 22 years, at that point they can go ahead and take away from them without actually warning them. Ki hada Rava kanas atma. Rava once penalized butchers. He took away the thigh of the animal from them. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak kanas glima. He would take away literally the shirt off their back. Either way, Vam Rav Chizra, Rav Chizra said, Zroya le'echad, a koyen, or a person who's giving the Zroya l'chaim in the keva, said, Zroya, he has to give to one koyen. I mean, you can't take the Zroya, divide it into two, give half to one koyen, half to another koyen. The entire Zroya goes to one koyen. V'keva le'echad, the jaw, however, to any in Eretz Yisrael, they used to divide bone by bone. So you see, you could divide even the Zroya in the keva. So the Gemara says, that was talking about a much larger animal. It's talking about a shur. A shur is a big animal. It has big bones, big Zroya, big keva. So that you could divide. But a small animal, they're not. It's aser to eat from an animal where the owner of the animal was not mafresh the zroya lichayayim and the keva. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yechon. Kol oichel mebehemesh lehumer matanoseh. Anyone that eats from an animal without being mafresh the matanos, ki ilu oichel tvalim. It's as if he ate tevel. So everybody's familiar with the laws of tevel. You can't eat peiros or tfua that has a chi of chumas u'maisres without first being mafresh chumas u'maisres. If somebody does, he's chayev misa bidei shamayim. So it's very, very chomer. The Torah viewed eating food that requires matnos kahuna without being mafresh the matnos kahuna extremely stringently. Said Rabbi Yochanan, the same is true with regards to a behema. We have a chiyuv to be mafresh these matnos. Kolo oichel mi behema shaloi hurma matnos ser ki ilu oichel tvam. Stating that, v'lei silchas like I was saying, that's not the halacha. Am Rav Chizda, matnos kahuna ein achol yisal atzli. Matnos kahuna has to be eaten roasted. Ve'ein achol yisal b'charadol. It has to be eaten together with mustard. Mai taima amakra. The pasuk says l'mash. We learn from there, this is a pasuk that, of course, we saw many times when we learned kachim, we're still learning kachim, but zvachim amenachas, the pasuk says in Parshas Korach, v'yidaber Hashem el Aharon, v'ani, hine nesati l'cho es mishmeres chum moisoi, l'cho kachim b'nei Yisrael, l'cho nesatim l'mashcha, u'l'vanecha l'choi koilam. So most of the psukim that talk about the manas kunu I mentioned in Parshas Korach, and Hashem tells Aharon, v'yidaber Hashem el Aharon, he says, I'm giving you matnos kahuna, and l'cho nesatim l'mashcha. Eat it kederach sham malachim oichlin. The malachim used to eat their meat roasted. They used to eat it together with mustard. So mustard and roasted is lavdafka. The point is you have to eat it kederach sham malachim oichlin. It has to be eaten mederach kovet. And the chiddush of this gemara is that even the zroya l'chayayim in the keva, despite the fact that it's chulin, despite the fact that it's doesn't have kedusha, it's noyik ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, it's noyik bizman abayis v'shaloi bizman abayis, aval pikein, the halacha is it has kedusha to the degree that the laws of lemashcha are going to apply. V'amar Rav Chizda esrim v'arba matanos kahuna kol koyin she'eni baki behen ein noisim le'matana. Any koyin that's not familiar with the laws of how you have to treat matanos kahuna, you're not allowed to give him matnos kahuna. The reason is very simple. We just mentioned the halacha that matnos kahuna has to be eaten lamashcha. So if you're going to give the zroya to a kohen that's not familiar with this halacha of lamashcha, he's going to end up not eating it lamashcha. So he's not going to eat the matnos in the proper way. So Rav Chizda said it's incumbent upon the shoychet, upon the Yisrael that has the matana, to do a little bit of a background search on the kohen that he's giving the matnos to make sure he's qualified. Meaning, don't just check the yichos to make sure that he's a kohen. You actually have to determine whether he's a baki in hilchos matnos kahuna. If he is, you can give it to him. If not, ein noisin lois. But the Gemara says v'lav milsi. This is also not true. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. We know this brisa. Reb Shimon Oimer kol koyin she'ein moida b'avoida ein lechelik kahuna. Any koyin that's not moida in the avoida has no chelik in kahuna. So what does it mean? He's ein moida b'avoida. Zok the hilig Rashi she'amar b'liboy divrei hevelhe. We're talking about a koyin, Reb Shimon was, who says that the avoida, Parshas Vayikra, teres koyanim, zvachim menachos. It's all shtusim. Divrei hevelheim. For lo yitziva hamakim lahakriv loy karbonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one that commanded these halachos. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded bereish shmois, bamidbar dvarim, but not vayikra. So where'd vayikra come from? Elamoshe, badabi libai. So that's a koyan that's not moiden avoidah. Says Rav Shimon, such a koyan, ein loy chelik begohuna. Shenemek, the pasuk says, hamakriv is not mashlomim, v'esachelev mibnei aharon, loy tia shaykayam alamono. That only a koyan that does the avoidah, he's a makriv es tam ashlomim. He's makriv the chelev of the shlomim. Such a koyan, loy tia shaykayam alamono. He gets the matnes kahuna. But a koyan that doesn't do those avoidahs, why? So this is Rab Shimon's commentary. Because he's not moida in them, because he thinks that Moshe was badami liboy, such a koyen, you can't give them matnes kuna. Now Rab Shimon continued. He said that this pasuk that describes a koyen that's not moida b'avoida was talking about a specific avoida. Which avoida? Hamakriv estam ashlamim v'esachelev, also known as halacha. Two types of halachas. The halacha of the dam, the mizbeach, and the halacha of the chalavim and the evarim to the mizbeach. But the point is, ain't liel ezebelvad. I would know only the avoid of halachim. And I know rabbis chamesh esrei avoidois. How do you know the other 15 avoidois? Kigoin, hayetzikois vabalilois, vahapetitois vamalichois, trufois vagoshois vakmitzois, haktoris vamalikois vakabolois, hazois vashkoasoit varifas eglarufa, utairas mitzoiron esidas kapayim. So Rav Shimon had a list of the 15 other avoidois that's mentioned many times in Mesech. Additionally, Rav Shimon's list is a very liberal list. Because Rav Shimon has, for example, Nesias Kapayim. You don't usually think of duchening as being avoida. The Magen Avraham brings that that's why an oinen doesn't duchen, because an oinen's possible to do the avoida, like the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak of Mesechtes Zvachim. And Nesias Kapayim, Rav Shimon called an avoida. So if an oinen can't do the avoida, and duchening is an avoida, so the Magen Avraham brings that an oinen is not supposed to duchen, v'advarim atikim. But the point is, baby, how do you know that a koyin that's not moiden any one of those other 15 avoidas, not only the avoid of hoylochas dam l'mizbeach, or the avoid of hoylochas chalavim to the mizbeach? How do you know a koyin that's not moiden and any one of these avoidas as well can't do the avoidah? I can't get the matnas kuna tamad loyma b'bnei aharon. And we learn from there, avoidah hamasuna l'bnei aharon. V'chol koyin she'enei moida ba, ein loy chelek b'kuna. What's the bottom line? Taima, you see from Reb Shimon, the ein moida ba. Then when do we say that a koyin can't get matnas kuna? That's a koyin who's not moida, that the avoid is real. He doesn't think he's serving Hashem. But to the extent that he thinks the avoid is real, it would seem clear from the Gemara that even if he's not a baki in the avoid, still the halacha would be, we would give him the matnes kahuna. If that's the case, says the Gemara, the lav milsi where Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said that a koyin that's not baki in the halacha is a matnes kahuna, you don't give him matnes kahuna. Zok the Gemara, v'les ilchasa. It's not true. The halacha is not like Rav Chisda. You know, I know that from this price of Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon said a koyin that's not moiden davoida, you can't give the matnes kahuna to. Not being moiden davoida is a much higher or lower madrega than not being familiar with the halachas. So it sounds like for Rav Shimon, only if the koyin is not moida in the avoida, is there such a halacha. But to the extent that he's moida in the avoida, it's just a matter of him not being familiar with the halachas, then you would be able to give him the matnas kuna. Amarab abo, amarav huna, amarav. Chutin shebelechi asurim. The chutin, the veins that are inside the jaw of the animal, are asur to eat. The reason is because there's blood inside. And you're not allowed to eat blood of an animal. V'chol koyin she'eino yodea litlam. Any koyin that doesn't know how to remove the blood, or he's not familiar with the iser dam in the vein inside the jaw, ain't nice and like matana. You're not allowed to give him the matana because he's going to end up eating the blood. And that's a problem. The Gemara says, "Valohi, it's not something you need to be concerned with. Why? Because at the end of the day, the kohen's not going to eat the jaw raw. He's going to do something with it. So ibetavia, if he roasts it made of divi, the blood's going to come out. Vilikter, if he cooks it, then eat the michtachlo. If he's going to cut it before he cooks it, then umalachlu, and then he salts and made of daivi, it's also going to come out. Elamai, what are you worried about? You're worried that maybe he's not going to do malicha, right? Essentially, the concern is that he may not do malicha. Why would you be concerned that he's not going to do malicha? In other words, the Gemara said that Rab Abba heard from Rav Huna, who heard from Rav, they have to be very careful when you give the lechayayim to a kohen. You just have to make sure that he knows to remove the vein, says the Gemara. What's so special about that vein? This blood? Okay, shkayach. Meat has dam inside, and every Jew knows that you can't just eat meat. You have to kasher it first. And the way you kasher it is by removing the blood. You have to remove the kedanosha, you have to remove certain chalavim of an animal, you have to remove the blood as well. unless there's something unique about this particular dam, says the Gemara, I don't see why this should be a problem. And the Gemara systematically proved that there's nothing unique about the dam that's inside this vein, because if you roast it, it's going to come out. If you salt it, it's going to come out. So the only chashash would be that maybe the Kohen is such an Amoritz that he's not even familiar with the laws of Malicha. That's not something you have to worry about. Omar Rav Radov. Badaklan Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef once tested us. He said as follows: Hay kahana dechotiv matanasa. A koyin that goes and he grabs matanos. So he's very anxious. He very much would like to be the one that's going to get these matanos. So he chaps it. Who does he chap it from? So Rashi says the same thing that he spoke at earlier in the parak. Mitinoikos. He grabs the candy out of the hands of the children. So men would send their kids to the Kayin to go bring the Matnas Guna. And there were Kehanim that would go and they would literally take it out of their hands. They didn't want it to go to wherever the father of these children had intended to send it to. They wanted it for themselves. So apparently this must have happened. And it must have been somewhat commonplace to the point that Rav Yosef was once sitting with his Talmud, Rava, right? Rava's Rabbi Muvik was Rav Yosef. Abaya's Rabbi Muvik was Rabba. Rava's Rabbi Muvik was Rav Yosef. But either way, so Rav Yosef once asked Rava this question: Hay kahana dechotiv matanasa chavuvi kamechaviv mitzvah oizelzuli kamezalzel. Is it a good thing or is it not a good thing? Meaning, I can make two arguments. I can argue that he's showing his chavivus for the mitzvah. Then again, it's also a zilzel. Maybe it's not a nice thing. This is the way you do a mitzvah. You should do it with midos toivos. You should do it in a very nice bakavadig way. Upashatna lei. So Rava said, I was poached from the following pasuk. It says, v'nosan v'loy sheyito me'atzmoy. It says, with regards to this mitzvah, v'nosan l'akoyin, v'nosan's mashma, that the Yisrael is supposed to give it to who he wants to give it to, but it's also a halacha, it's a giloy in how it's supposed to go down. V'nosan v'loy sheyito me'atzmoy. Amar Abayi Mereisha v'chatifna matanos. I used to grab matanos. Abayi Rashi says was a kohen. In fact, we know Abaya was a Kohen, because the Gemara says in many places in Shas that Abaya came from Beis Eli. And despite the fact that there was a curse on the family of Eli, but Abaya was Zoicha to Arichas Yomim. But either way, Abaya came from Beis Eli, Abaya was a Kohen. And he said, as a Kohen, he used to chap the matones, maybe out of the hands of children. The Gemara says, why? I mean, chapu become a chap. No, he said he felt that. He was being mechap of the mitzvah by doing it. Came in the Shemana Lit. But then when he heard this, that he stopped grabbing it. However, despite the fact he wouldn't grab it, but he would still try to finagle to get it. So he would go over to people, he says, you know, maybe you give it to me. You know, he did some work to try to, you know, get the account, so to speak. So he should be able to get these matanos, says the Gemara of Akiv and the Shemana Lohadatanya. But then Abaye said, I heard the following braiso. The braiso that says, Vayitu achare habatza. The context over there is the Bnei Shmuel. So the Gemara says that the sons of Shmuel were loyholchu bedrachov kaloimer Bnei Shmuel chato. But the point is that they went ahead and they would grab the matanois, they would take the botza, as in these matanois, and Chazal say they weren't really taking something that wasn't theirs, they were just trying to get what they could have gotten anyways. And still the Torah used the word botza as if they had stolen it. So Abaye said that he learned from that brisa that it's not even appropriate for a Kohen to try to persuade the owner of the matanis to give it to him. Right? They were taking what was theirs. Still, he felt it was wrong. So therefore, so Abaye said he wouldn't even ask for it. But at the same time, Abaye said, I didn't chop it. I also didn't try to work it so that I would end up getting it. But at the same time, if it was offered to me, I would certainly take it. Then I heard another braise, so the Tanya Tznuah Moishchen Asyadeim. Vagargaronim Cholkin. In the context over there is a Gemara Mesach, this Yuma, Taflama Tesam and Aleph, one of our favorite Gemaras, where the Gemara says that after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, Nishtalcha Me'era, there was a Klala that spread inside the Beis HaMikdash, whereas in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, the Matnas Kuna were always so plentiful. There was enough Lechem HaPanim for the Kayhanim, they would Shech Karbonis, everybody was able to get a nice shear, but afterwards, Nishtalcha Me'era, and there was very little to go around. And the gargaron and the fresses, they used to try to chap for themselves. And the tznu, wa moishchan asideim. So Abaye said, you see, for me, there's an idea of tznu, wa moishchan asideim, mishkel nami loishakilna. He said, I stopped taking. So Abaye went from literally grabbing the matanos to stopping to take it at all. Revar, with the exception of Maile Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, lachsuke nafshoi bekahani. The reason is, because Abaye still wanted people to recognize that he's a kohen. He felt that if he would stop taking matanos, maybe people would think that there's a psul in his ichos. So one day, day a year, Erev Yom Kippur, with his mitzvah to eat, so he would establish himself as a kohen. That's what he would do. Fake the Gemara, if Abaye's motive to one day a year take the matanis was so that people should recognize that he's a kohen, there's an easier way to do it. Filifris Yodeh, why didn't he just duchen? Why didn't Abaye just duchen? So the Gemara says, Unsile idne. Rashi says that Abaye was always giving shir, and therefore Abaye didn't have time to do Nesias Kapayim. So Nesias Kapayim was not practical for Abayas. This was a better way for him to establish himself as being a kosher kohen. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, if somebody has a kohen that lives in his neighborhood, or a kohen has a Talmud Chacham, there's a kohen who knows of a Talmud Chacham who's struggling. He's struggling financially. There's a nice pakovadig way for him to support him. What could he do? He could be mezaka the matnos kahuna that he's entitled to this Talmud Chacham. And then Rabbi Yosef said even a bigger chiddush. What he can do is he could tell the Yisrael that's going to give him the matanos, instead of giving it to me, give it to that Tzurim Mirabanon. And when the Yid gives it to the Tzurim Mirabanon, he could be Mekayim, the Pasuk of Vinasa L'Kayim. He never gave it to a Kayim. But being that the Kayim directed him who to give it to, it's as if he gave it to the Kayim. This is a very big Kiddush in the Lumdis of Kinyonim and Chayisha Mishpat. And the reason this works is B'makirei Kohuna V'Leviya. The Gemara adds, it's only if this Kayim that directed the Yisrael was a Kayim that most people gave their matnas kohuna to. So being that he's the kohen that everybody was going to, makirei kohuna establishes some legal ownership on the matanos, and that allows him to now channel and instruct the Yisrael who he should go ahead and give it to. So if it's a random kohen that every now and again gets lucky, people give him the matanos, he would never be able to pull this off. It's only a kohen that's makirei kohuna, you have an idea by the Levi as well, makirei Leviya. Such a person, makirei kohuna and Leviya, as in the sugyas of Noshan and the Nezikin, gets some level of ownership on the thing that he's inevitably going to end up getting, and that's what Rabbi Yosef meant would be okay if he wanted to channel it to this Tzorbim Rabbanon, who's Tchikalei Milsa. Says the Gemara, as it relates to Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush LaHalacha, again, what was his Chiddush LaHalacha? There's a Kohen who has a Talmud Chacham that lives in his neighborhood, and he wants to support him, so he tells the Yidden that we're bringing to him, the Matnes Kohuna, instead of giving it to me, give it to that Talmud Chacham. There's a mitzvah to give, and Nasan HaKohen Azrael L'Chaim in the cable. Rabbi Yosef said, when the Yisrael goes to that Talmud Chacham, he's not a Kohen, and he gives him the Azrael L'Chaim in the cable, and Mekayim the mitzvah of V'nosan lakoy. Zok the Gemara, Rav, Rav Safra, Iklu, Lebe, Mar Yoichana, Breit, Rav Chana, Bar Adav. Amidol, Lebe, Mar Yoichana, Breit, Rav Chana, Bar Bizna. Bottom line is, Rav and Rav Safra were sitting together, they're eating in the house of somebody else. Avadu Eglatilsa. And this Yid, the host, prepared an Eglatilsa. That's a third-born eagle, which appears very often in Shas as having been considered to be a very chashav piece of meat. Amale Rav, L'shamoy. So Rav told this Gabbai, Zakilon Matanasa, the Beina Lemechol Lishna Bechardala. So he told the Gabbai over there, the Shamis, he said that, you know, I know you're entitled to the Matanois. I want you, please, to be Mazakia to me. Meaning, use Rav Yosef's Chiddush that you have a right as a Kohen to channel the Matanois that maybe you'll get to give to somebody else. I would like it. And the reason I want it, Rav said, is I want to eat the tongue. The tongue apparently is part of the lechi, thus it's included in the Zeraya Lechayayim in the Keva. I want to eat it together with mustard. Kederach Shamalachim Oichlin. Either way, that's what he wanted. The Gemara says, Zakile. And this Gabbai did it. Rava Achal, Rav Safra lo Yachal. So the Gemara, that night Rav Safra had a dream. And in the dream, Akriyul Rav Safra Bechelma, he saw the following pasuk. A pasuk in Sefer Mishlei Perikafei. It says, Made Beged B'yoyim Kara, a worn out Beged on a cold day. Chaymetz Al Nasser, vinegar on alum, the Shar Bashir Malevra, is the equivalent to someone that teaches Torah to someone that has a levra, to a bad Talmud. Either way, Rav Safra had this dream, and Rav Safra was very shaken up by it. And he thought the dream was coming to teach him a message. And he thought that maybe the message the dream was telling him is that the reference that Shlomo HaMelech makes in that pasuk to a Talmud that has a levra is him. And he's the bad Talmud because he didn't follow what Rabbi Yosef said. Right? What happened? The Rav and Rav Safra were sitting together at a suda. This Gabbai was entitled to the matanos. Rav said, will you please be mezakeh to us? Rava ate it, Rav Safra didn't eat it. Rav Yosef had paskin that it's okay to do. Rav Yosef said that there's a tzur rabbanon that lives in your neighborhood and you want to give him bakovadiga parnasa, there's a nice way to do it. So l'chayra, Rav Safra was vay, he was going kineged something that Rav Yosef said. And he thought that that's what this dream was coming to tell him. Also the kami to Rav Yosef. So Rav Safra decided that he is going to confront Rav Yosef. He's going to ask Rav Yosef, if Rabbi Yosef thinks that that's what went on over here, Amale, so he told him, no, that's not what happened. He said, Dumi Mishum da Avri Ashmaite the Mar Akrin Hachi, do you think I had this dream because I violated what you said? Amale told him, no, absolutely not. He said, that story that happened with you and Rav has nothing to do with my halach. What do you mean? It sounds very similar. He said, yeah, it's similar, but it's not the same. He said, Kuski Amiyan Ba'acha, Shama Balkorche Mizaki. He says, number one, what Rav did was very different because Rav put this Gabbai in a compromised position. You know, Rav, the Gadol Adar, asked the Gabbai, will you be Mizaki to me? I don't know if this Gabbai really wanted to do it, but you know, if Rava tells you to do something, you're going to listen. So being that it's not something that was necessarily done mirtzayna, so I don't approve of what Rava did. So you were right for not eating. Because even though I said my halach in Lundis, what Rava did was still inappropriate. Additionally, v'chiyamni anol amandolei efshalei. Ha efshalei. Also, I said that it's a b'di'evet. What was the background of Rabbi Yosef Salach? There's a tzur b'mirabanon, who's d'chikolei milsa, who's struggling. So over there, there's an etza. There's a nice way to be mefarnesin. But over here, you don't have to... Rava wasn't struggling. Rava wanted to eat tongue with mustard. That's not enough of a reason to go ahead and do this. Fellow, my time makrino. Because Rav Safra says, okay, so why did I have this dream? So he told him, klapi Rava. The dream was meant for Rava. Rava is that Talmud that Shlomo HaMelech is referring to, Vishar Bashirim Alev Ra. So Rav Safra said, if the dream was meant for Rava, Rava should have had the dream. Why did I have the dream? Right? The Gemara talks about in the beginning of Perek Haroya, all the dreams that Rava had. Right? Rava and Abaye, they used to have all the same dreams. So Rava had all these elaborate dreams. He used to go to Bar Hedya. He was the Poisach Haloimus. And he used to always give him bad interpretations. Then he started paying him and he had good interpretations. Ki yodua. But either way, so Rav Safra says to let Rava have this dream. Why am I having this dream? So the Gemara says, Rava Nazav Hava. Rav Yosef told him, because Rava's in Cherem right now, so to speak, Nazav, not Mamish in Cherem. But right now, in Shemaim, they're not communicating to Rava. That's why Rava didn't have this dream. Why was Rava Nazav? So Rashi says, Tup Shatim. But either way, that's the Gemara. Incidentally, Rashi asks another question that we don't have time to get into now. We'll have to get back to. That Rava was also a Kohen. And the Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava mid Beis Eli kasa. So we just mentioned that Abaye was a Kohen. Abaye came from Beis Eli. Wasn't Rava also a Kohen? So Rashi says, yeah, Rava was a Kohen. But Rava didn't want to go ahead and just on his own take the Matnes Kuno. Just like Abaye. Abaye used to take it. But then Abaye realized that there's halacha v'nasa makoyin. So he didn't want to take it, but he felt that to take it not on tzkoyin, but on Rav Yosef's halacha v'tzur b'merabonon, there maybe it's different, and there he can try to proactively take it. Meaning, outskoying to be proactive about it, to try to get the Matnas Kuno, he didn't want to as a buyer. Rava, however, felt that out Rav Yosef Salach of Tzorbim Rabbanon, maybe that's going to be different. It's a Chiddush alumnus. Tosfos asks the same kasha, and Tosfos says, based on this Gemara, that you have to say that throughout Shas, where the Gemara says, a buyer of a Rava, the base Eli Kaasu, it's not a buyer of a Rava. It's a bay of Rabba. So was it Rava or was it Rabba? We'll have to ask Arya Gelbart. But either way, Zokta Gemara Omalei Abay of the Ravdimi. Upashte the Krub and Maiksev. So we mentioned that Pasik in Mishle Perek Chafe, where the Pasik seems to be describing a bad Talmud. Vishar Bashirim Alev Ra. And we compare teaching Torah to a bad Talmud, like wearing a shirt with holes in it when it's really cold outside. Either way, says the Gemara, who is the bad Talmud? Amalei b'shemin l'tavot she'enei hagen. We meet a Talmud she'enei hagen. Amar Rabbi Yudah Merab, kol ha'shemin l'tavot she'enei hagen. If somebody teaches Torah to a tavot she'enei hagen, leifu b'gehenem. She'nema kol cheshech tamen l'tzfunov, tachleu esh loy nufach. Kol cheshech tamen l'tzfunov, iyo perakraf. Tachleu esh loy nupach yera sarid. So you have sarid, which means Talmud Chacham, and we're talking about a sarid, toichlu, esh loy nufach, yera sarid. The sarid's going to be consumed by a fire that can't be fanned. The point is, he's going to be in Gehenna. Why is a Talmud Chacham in Gehenna? He's a Talmud Chacham. Right, didn't we just learn the Gemara in the end of Masechtes Chagiga, Kal v'chemer misalamandra, that the Eish of Gehenim is not shoylet on a Talmud Chacham. And here you have a Talmud Chacham that seems to be in the depths of Gehenim. The teretz is because he taught Torah to a Talmud she'enoi hagun. Amar abzeir amarav, kal ha'shemil Talmud she'enoi hagun, kezorek evel Markulis. It's if you worship the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, of Masechtes Sanhedrin fame. She'enemar, as the Pasuk says, kitzroir even b'margema, k'noisel covered. Someone who gives a ksil kovid, kovid meaning Torah, it's like he's tsroir even b'margema, which is a reference to Markulis uksiv loy novel ksil tainok. The bottom line is a pasuk shat. The pasuk is talking about a talmud sheni hogan. What is a talmud sheni hogan? That's already a whole nother conversation for another day. But the bottom line is exhale. So just a few ha'aris as it relates to the Gemara that we just learned. Number one. So the Gemara began with the halacha that even though a kohen me'ikar adin is exempt from having to give the zroi l'chayim in the keva, as the pasuk says, v'zayiyah mishpat ha'kohen me'isa'am, and a kohen is lo yikriyam, stating that to the extent that he has a commercial venue where he's a butcher that sells meat, even a kohen is going to be obligated to give the zroi l'chayim and the keva. Rav Chisda went and said, "Hay kahana d'loy mafresh matanasa, a kohen that's not mafresh these matanos when he's obligated to be mafresh them, lehevi b'shamta d'likei Yisrael." And then Rabbi Bar Rav Sheva said that there were butchers in Hutzel that because of what Rav Chisda said, they've been in Cherem for 22 years. And the Gemara says, what was the significance of what Rabbi Bar Rav Sheva was reporting? So the Gemara said the significance is that being that they were already in Cherem for so long, for 22 years, at that point, if we want to confiscate some of their possessions, we could do it without prior warning. So ordinarily, Beis Din can confiscate someone's possessions, but they would require warning. Being that they were in Cherem for a period of 22 years, all bets are off. At that point, you're allowed to do whatever it is you want to do. It sounds like from the Gemara that there's some significance to the number 22. And the truth is that this number 22 appears many times in Shas. Just a few Gemaras. Brachas daf nun hei amid beis. Amar Ablevi. La'olam yitzapa adam l'chaloyim toiv ad chof beis shana. A person should hope to have a good dream. Gemara is talking about dreams, and the Gemara says a chalayim toiv is a wonderful thing, and for 22 years, a person should hope for a good dream. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, Haman, before he was promoted within the ranks of Paras Umadai, had a different job. He was a barber. Says the Gemara, Haman saper shel kfar kartzum hoya esrim b'shtayim shana. He was a barber in kfar kartzum for 22 years. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that Rabbi Akiva was Mishamish Nochamish Gamzu for 22 years. Nochamish Gamzu used to say Gamzu L'Toyva. Rabbi Akiva used to say in the end of Masechtas Brachas, Koma David Rachmano L'Tavavit. But the point is that Rabbi Akiva, where did he learn this midah of Koma David Rachmano L'Tavavit? He learned it from his greater Rebbe. Who is Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer. But in addition to the Rabbeim that we're familiar with, he was Mishamish. He had Shimush by Nochamish Gamzu. For how long? For a period of 22 years. So it's interesting. You see this number, 22 years. I'll tell you another Gemara. Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Tanya. Amru Olav al Binyamin HaTzadik. They say about Binyamin HaTzadik, Shoyim Mamun al Kupish al Tzadokah. He was a Gabbai Tzadokah. Pam Achas, Basa Isha Lufana B'Shnei B'Tzairis. A woman came to Binyamin HaTzadik. It was during a hunger year. Amru Olav, she told her Binyamin HaTzadik, Rebbe Parnaseni. Amru Olav, he said, Ho Avoida, I swear. She'im B'Kupish al Tzadokah Klub. Chavnish, I have nothing to support you with. Amru Olav, she said, Rebbe, it may not be Parnaseni. I hear what you said. But I want you to understand what's at stake over here. If you don't support me, Hare Isha, V'Shiva, Manel Mason. Amad says the Gemara, Binyamin HaTzadik got up, Upirnas Amishaloi. Liyamim, a short while later, Chalav and Atalamos. Binyamin HaTzadik became very sick. And he was holding by dying. Amru Malachi Asharis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful Gemara. So the Malachi Asharis come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ata Amarta, you said, Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achis MiYisrael Ki'ilu Kayim Olam Olam, U'Binyamin HaTzadik, Shehechya Yisha V'Shiva Baneh, Yomus B'Shanah Mu'atoy Salalu. He's going to die at such a young age, says the Gemara, Koru Loi Gzardina. They tore up the Gzardin. Tana was taught in a Braisa, Hoysifu Loi Esrim V'Shtayim Shana Al Shnoisa. Then after that story, Binyamin HaTzadik was Zoicha to live another 22 years. Again, you find the number 22. But here we have a Metziah. The Marsha on this Gemara, Chedushi HaGadus, Bava Basra Daf Yud Aleph says, why is it that when they were Moisif on Binyamin HaTzadik, they were Moisif 22 years? So he says, Hatztoko hi echa mi mavirei achzera. We know that Stoker has an ability to be mavirei achzera, right? Stoker tatzel mi mavis. So says the Marsha that the Malachi Ashores' taina was accepted in Shemayim, and now Binyamin HaTzadik was going to live longer. Once it was determined he was going to live longer, the number decided was 22 years, based on a pasuk in Parshas Toldos. and it's in the end of Parshas Toldos, after Yaakov steals the brachas from Esav, and now Esav wants to kill Yaakov. So Rivka goes to her son Yaakov and says, "Vayuga the Rivka is divrei Esav b'na ha-gadol, vatishlach vatikro li Yaakov b'na ha-katan, vatoymer elov." So Rivka calls for her son Yaakov and tells him, "Hine Esav achicha misnachim l'chol l'hargecha." You know, your brother Esav, he wants to kill you. "Va'ata b'ni, listen to me, my son. Shema b'koili, v'kum b'rach l'cha elovan achicha rona. Go run to my brother Lovan. V'yoshavta imoy, and you should be with him, yomim achadim," Zok Rashi, "yomim achadim, mu'atim," a short amount of time, "adash etoshuv chamas achicha, until your brother calms down. Ad shuv af achicha mimcha, v'shachach es asher osisoloi, v'sholachdi ulekachticha misham." I'm going to call for you, I'm going to take you from there. "Lama eshkol gam shneichem yoy mechad." And then Rivka famously says, "Why should I lose both of you at the same day? Niva v'lo yodem ha-minsnava." Of course, Esav and Yaakov, Mar Samach Pelo, Chushim Ben Dan, the rest is history. But what does Rivka tell Yaakov? "Run away from your brother Esav. For how long? V'yoshav te'ima yomim achatim," Zok Rashi, "yomim mu'atim, ad asher toshuv chamas achicha." Says the Marsha, how long was Yaakov away from his parents? For 22 years. Chav Beishanim. So you see from here that Chav Beishanim is yomim achatim. Chav Beishanim is a short amount of time. It's yomim mu'atim. It was gepaskin that Binyamin HaTzadik, this is the Marsha, should live longer. How much longer? A short amount of time. What's a short amount of time? Only 22 years. It's a brief amount of time. The significance of Chav Beis Shanim, says the Marsha, is that when Chazal want to be Mesha'er, what they perceived as being Yomim Mu'atim, Yomim Achadim, the number is 22 years. Fascinating. You think of 22 years as being a long amount, period of time. Chav Beis Shanim was Chazal's mispar that they used for Yomim Mu'atim and Yomim Achadim. I came to this Marsha, I found it in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from W.O. Weiss, in his Mispirish and Mesechtes Chagigo on that Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Rabbi Kivos Mishnavish Nochem Ishgamzu for Chav Beis Shanim." So he takes this Marsha and he says, Mistama, you can be masber a lot of these Gemaras that mention Chav Beis Shanim. This Marsha is a tremendous giloy. It's a metziah, the Marsha. And the Marsha seems to be saying that whenever Chazal used the number 22, what they're coming to say is a short amount of time. And that's the significance in our Gemara. The point in our Gemara is that for 22 years, it's obviously not an hour and a half. It's a significant amount of time, but still Yomim Achadim, Yomim Mu'atim. For that amount of time, we allow these butchers to get away with what they're doing. If that much time already passes, it's already beyond the time frame of Yomim Achadim, Yomim Mu'atim. And they're still holding with their akshanas. At that point, you could start taking things away from them. You don't even have to warn them. That's the first order. The second order is, so the Gemara mentioned L'mashcha, K'derech Sham Melachim Oichon. So I think it bears repeating a beautiful order that we spoke out when we learned Masechtes Zvachim HaMenachis from the Chabina Rav. And that is that Toisves and Masechtes Yuma Daf Chafei Amin Aleph asks Akasha, that the Gemara says throughout Masechtes Zvachim that you were allowed to eat the Matnas Kahuna while you're sitting. So a Kayan, who was entitled to eat Basar Kachim, was allowed to sit while he ate it. That's in contrast to the Avoida, where it says in the Torah, Labmuk Lasharis, you had to be standing while you did the Avoida. Yoshev is one of the psulim that I mentioned in the Mishnayos that's not allowed to do the Avoida. So you can't do the Avoida while you're sitting, but you're allowed to eat Kachim while you're sitting. Freita is Akasha. We know the Gemara says, Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Lamachas Beis David Bovai. So if that's the case, Kachi Kadashim were only eaten in the Azara. And in Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Malchus Mesdavid Bovad. So how is it possible that the Koyein, who was eating Kachi Kadosh, was allowed to sit in the Azara? Meaning when the Gemara says, Mala Oichel Shekein Yoshev, that you're allowed to eat Kachim sitting, it's Mashma, says Toysus, Kachi Kadoshim and Kachim Kalim. So Bishlam and Kachim Kalim, you can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. So you can take it home, sit at your dining room table and eat it. It's what? In contrast to Avoida, we'd have to be standing. But Kachi Kadoshim has to be eaten in the Azara. And if it has to be eaten in the Azara, in Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Malchus Bistava Bavad. That's why Yeravim Ben Avot didn't want the Yidden to be Elo Regal. Because Yeravim Ben Avot was a Melech, but he wasn't from Malchus Beis David. Rechavim Ben Shloima was the other king at the time. He was a son of Shlomo HaMelech, was a son of David HaMelech. He came from Malchus Beis David. And he was upset and disturbed that when the Yidden were going to be Eilu Regal, they were going to come into the Azara, they were going to see Rechavim sitting, but Yeravam standing. Because Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Malchus Beis David Bavad. And the gaiva of Yeravam and Avot didn't allow him to have the Yidden see him somehow as being 1A and not being
the melech. And as a result, he was maimon hagolim, and he was chayti umachti as rabim. It all came from the gaiva of Yerovim ben Avot. But the point is, en yeshiva bazar elamachas bezdavu vats. Afreik tais astira. Here it's mashma that you can eat the kach gedashim even while you're sitting. And here it's mashma en yeshiva bazar elamachas bezdavu vats. And tais has two terutzim. One teretz tais says, you have to say, when the Gemara says that you can eat kachim sitting, it only means kachim kaum. It doesn't mean kachi. Kedushim, inami yeshloimer, like yesterday, Taisus second teretz in Kedushin daf chesam and aleph, inami yeshloimer says Taisus in Yuman daf chafeim and aleph, that it could be this is different, that being that there's a loch of lemashcha. What does lemashcha mean? Kederech shamaloch meichlim. And how did the kings eat? Not standing, sitting. So as a result, it could be, says Taisus, it would be okay for the kohen to sit even in the azara, because even though there's a halacha of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ela L'malchus Beis David Blavat, but there's also something called L'mashcha. And L'mashcha is Doicha Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ela L'malchus Beis David Blavat. So Tais has two terutzim. One teretz Tais says that when the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat kachim sitting, it only means kachik kala, not kachik kadashim, because kachik kadashim is Nechel only Ba'azara, and Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ela L'malchus Beis David Blavat. Alternatively, says Taisus, it means even Kachi Kedoshim. I in Yeshiva Bazara Ela Malchus Bez Double Vavad, the Teretz is because of the halacha of Lamashcha. But it comes out then, according to Taisus' first Teretz, that you're not allowed to eat Kachi Kedoshim, Eve sitting, because in Yeshiva Bazara Ela Malchus Bez Double Vavad. So it comes out that even though there's something called Lamashcha, but when the Kohen ate Kachi Kedoshim in the Azara, it wasn't 100% Lamashcha, because he had to stand. How lamashcha could it be if he's standing? So you can roast it, and you can put all the mustard in the world you want. But at the end of the day, he's standing. So it's going to be a chesor in lamashcha. Said that should be negayim, but I'm going to tell you a chiddush. And that is Tosfos in Masechet Soita, Daf Mem Amud Beis, a very long Tosfos. Tosfos brings a medrash, where the medrash says that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit in the Azara. Meaning, even though in Yeshiva Bazar, Ela Machus was double vad, there was one other exception to the rule. And that exception to the rule was the Kohen Gadol. So it come out then that the Kohen Gadol, when he ate Kachi Kedoshim, this is all in Taisus' first Teretz in Yuma Chafeim and Allah. When he was eating Kachi Kedoshim in the Azara, he was allowed to sit. I ate Yeshiva Bazar, Ela Machus based double vad, Ela Mashcha's not Doicha. That's true, but for the Kohen Gadol, there's no halacha of Yeshiva Bazar, Ela Machus based double vad. But as it relates to the Kohen Hedyot, there it's going to be different. And based on that, the Chabinu Rav said a beautiful pshan in a pasuk in Parashas. The pasuk that mentions Lamashka, the pasuk that the Gemara quoted, "Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon, v'ani hine nosati l'chas mishmeres shu moisoi l'chol kachi b'nei Yisrael l'chon esatim." L'mashcha u'levanech l'chol koyim. Listen to the pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem's talking to Aharon. He says, "Ani hine nosati l'cha." Who's you? Aharon, the Kohen Gadol. Es mishmeres shu moisoi l'chol kachi b'nei Yisrael l'chon esatim l'mashcha. I gave you a din l'mashcha. U'levanech l'cha. Oh, by the way, your kids also have a din l'mashcha. Fake that should be a guy. It always bothered me, the diak in the pasuk. Hashem tells Aharon the mitzvah of l'mashcha, and then he says, by the way, l'mashcha also applies to your children. It should have said by Dabeshav Laharin, Vani, Hine Nasati Lchol Levanecha, the halacha of l'mashcha. It sounds like the ikud din l'mashcha was Laharin. And then, oh, by the way, FYI, Ulevanecha Lchakailam. Lchair, it should have been by Dabeshav Laharin Ulevanecha. Zokta Chabina Goyin, because it's Choluk the Lamashcha of the Kohen Gadol and the Lamashcha of the Kohen Hedyot. Only the Kohen Gadol has the real din Lamashcha. Because only the Kohen Gadol can actually sit down and eat at Lamashcha. The Kohen Hedyot has certain tchunos of Lamashcha. Roast it, Lamashcha. Mustard, Lamashcha. But is it really Lamashcha? He's standing. How could it be Lamashcha? So Vaidavish, I'm a Laharoin. Vainihine Nesati Lacha. Lamashcha, you have a real din Lamashcha. Vanecha, they also have a shtickle Lamashcha. They have the loch of tzli, they have the loch of chardel. But as it relates to the ikud din Lamashcha, that's not something that they're going to have. Just one final la'ara before we conclude the daf, and that is, so we had over here a Gemara, something very interesting, where the Gemara talked about chapping mitzvahs. Zabai said that he used to go ahead and literally take this royal chayim in the cave out of the hands of children. Because he thought that that's a very nice thing. He's showing his chavivos for the mitzvah. But then he heard v'nasan v'loishi yito miyatzma. He stopped doing that. But he still tried convincing and, you know, working the back channels to get this royal chaim in the keva. And then he stopped doing that. But at the very least, he would take it. And then he heard the brisa that says that after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, where there wasn't that much matnas kahuna to go around, hatznuin moishchenes yodeim v'hagargaronim cholken, only the freses used to chap the little bit that was there. But not, Sabaya felt, there's not that much Zroi l'chaim and keva to go around. So as a result, I'm going to be from the tznuin, I'm going to be moishchenes yodeim, I'm not going to do it. Meaning, Abaye wanted the mitzvah. Abaye wanted this royal chayim and the kefa, right? Abaye was, of course, coming from the right place, but he learned the halacha from Matnas Kahuna that was divided in the Beis Hamikdash itself. That you see that snu amoshchan esideim. So in his mind, that felt that that's not the right thing to do. There's a very interesting Magen Avraham. It's in Hilchas Brachas. It's in Erech Chaim Simen Nun Gimel. The context over there is the Ramah says, "Ein lo adam lespalo b'loy rotzen akol." A person shouldn't daven for the yomim unless the yomim wants it. The chol mishem espalo b'chazak of a derech halom. Especially if someone goes up, he stands by the breitel. I'm not budging, and the yomim doesn't want it, but he's not going to move. Ein oinim achrav amen. You're not going to answer amen to the brachas that he makes. It's a Ramah. It's in Erech Chaim. It's in Simen Nun Gimel. It's in Sif Katan Chav Beis. Says the Magen Avraham, the endless koite bavur shum mitzvah, that as it relates to this halacha that Ramah said, don't chap the breit. That's not only true for davening for the yomid, but it's true for all mitzvahs. Don't fight for mitzvahs. You know, you want to do a mitzvah, so you're going to start fighting so that you should be able to do the mitzvah that you want to do. Sharishoninu had snu and moishchen es yedeim. Lechem aponim. You see, eating lechem aponim is a mitzvah, and still the snu and moishchen es yedeim. So you see from here that ein moishchen es yedeim. Chassam Sofer in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch right here says that b'mechilas kvoy teirosoy shel amogan Avram. I don't think you have a raya from that Gemara. Why? And this is really Tully and Ray that we spoke at a lot when we learned Masechta Zvachim and Menachis and really earlier in Yuma. And this comes up again and again. Afoichba v'afoichba de kulaba. The Chassam Sofer wrote tshuvas on this and the Advarim Atikin, Davni Neze, the Shagasarye, the Inkam and Kamila Harich. But the point is that the Gemara over there says that had snuin moishchen esideim because there wasn't enough, there wasn't a kezayis to go around. So you do with the Mishnah Melech, Claire de Shaila, that we know chatzi shir asa min ha-tayra. So even though when it says you're not allowed to eat nevelo, we think it means you can't eat kezayis nevelo. Really, even chatzi shir is asa min ha-tayra. What does kezayis then mean? Kezayis means that if you eat a kezayis, you get malchus. The kezayis, the shir is only with regards to the oynish, but as it relates to the actual isser, chatzi shir is asa min ha-tayra. Mishnah Melech said, what about mitzvahs? You're sitting at the Leila Seder, and there's not a full kezayis for you. There's not a kezayis to go around for every person. Is there an Indian to eat a chatzi zayis? Or no? Either I eat the kezayis or I don't eat the kezayis. So chatzi shir by iser is also min ha-Torah. What about mitzvahs? Chatzi shir b'mitzvahs, or is there no chatzi shir b'mitzvahs? That's the Mishul Melech Shaila. All the achroinim bring a raya. All the achroinim bring a raya from this Gemara. Because the Gemara says in the times of Shimon HaTzadik there was enough to go around. But after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, there was very little. How little? Kol koyim magia kepol. Each koyim got the size of a pole of perik or roitif fame, right? The pole, well, like the size of a bean. There was very little to go around. As a result, hatsnu a moishchen esideim. So the achroinim ask that luchayra, if you're going to tell me there's something called chatzi shir mitzvahs, so why would it snu a moishchen esideim? Why didn't they want to be mekayim the chatzi shir? Vadvarim atikin. But says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to take out one thing from this Gemara for sure. Nobody was being mekayim a mitzvah in that Gemara. All it was, at best, was a chatzi shir de mitzvah. Love is zogging that there is chatzi shir mitzvahs. And let's say, whatever, all the raid that it's totally in. But at the end of the day, in that Gemara, Yuma Lamatesam and Aleph, where the Tznuah were Moshe Chanasidei, what would they be Moshe Chidein from? From a Kezayas Matzah? No, from a Chatzi Zayas Matzah. From a Chatzi Shirdiger Mitzvah. Even if this Chatzi Shirdiger Mitzvah says the Chassam Sofer, it's not on the same Madrega as a full-fledged Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah. So how could the Magen Avraham, says the Chassam Sofer, bring a Raya from that Gemara? How could the Magen Avraham bring a Raya from that Gemara to the concept of atznu and moishchen esideim? When it comes to mitzvahs, that Gemara is not a full-fledged mitzvah. That mitzvah over there was a chatzi shirdiger mitzvah. So you have a raya that when it comes to a chatzi shirdiger mitzvah, atznu and moishchen esideim, don't chap the mitzvah. But when it comes to an ordinary mitzvah, maybe you should chap it. Now the truth is, Magen Avraham has a raya. His raya is our Gemara. He doesn't quote our Gemara. But of course, the Makar is our Gemara. In our Gemara, you see that Abaya, even though there's a mitzvah of Zroya L'chayayim in Keva, he was moishchen esideim. So the advarim atikim, but I'm just going to tell you one ha'ara that I found, and that is the Ben Ish Chai in his Shailos HaTshuvas Torah Lishma. So the Ben Ish Chai wrote a few tshuvas for him. One of them is called Torah Lishma. So he says like this. It's just a few excerpts, and then we'll finish it off. I saw in my city, I'm assuming this is Baghdad, where the Ben Ish Chai was the Rav. So not everybody had a kosher dalaminim, right? Back in the day, there were people, Gvirim, there was a Yachid sometimes that would have his Dalad Minim, and he'd be Mezakit to everybody. So he said, Sukkot in the morning, the Olam would be waiting outside this person's door. They wanted to go and to make a bracha. So he says, I have observed that kulam oimdem tzfufim bebeis hamazaka. This person sometimes lives in a small house and everybody is squished. V'doichkin zeze, v'doichafim zeze. They're pushing each other. K'dei l'skar v'la mazaka, v'doich ha-sukkah, l'itam imenu halulam. He said there was a shtipanish. Everybody was trying to go and take it. V'afilu hedyid shebed yoitim. He says, and I've seen that sometimes a person that's a hedyid, he's a hedyid shebed yoitim. He says, I've seen poshut people that are hedyotim standing in line, pushing chashev the people because they want to zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs. They want to go ahead and chapta dalad minim. And he says that I've heard from people that people are very upset about this. And, you know, somebody got up once and he said he was kore tagra al minigazeh v'lo yosha ve'enov v'amra. He said, ki yoyser nochein, it would be more appropriate sheyichnesu l'sukkah ma'at ma'at b'nachas u'b'matun v'yitnu had yoyten mokoim l'mechubadum u'l'skeinim v'lo yiyu doichkin zeze v'doichvin zeze v'amarti. So said the Ben Yoyada, he's writing this in a tshuva. So I thought about it. If you want to look it up, it's in Simon Kuf Lamed Ches 138. So he said, I thought, so, like, what's the appropriate hashkaf? Should they be pushing? Should the Olam be chapping, right? Or maybe not. Or maybe the appropriate hashkaf is do it, you know, one at a time, single file line, and, you know, maybe that's the right way to do it. So this is what the Benesh Chai said. I feel, al tikra tagra yisrael oisim kein. I think that this scene is a tremendous limud zchus on Klal Yisrael. He says, because at the end of the day, what are Yidden trying to chap? Oh, what are we chapping? You're not waiting, you know, outside line Black Friday, trying to get something at a discount. This is dalad minan. V'kulam boyim bevas achkas. V'doichin zebeze. V'doichafim zebeze. Hakol b'shvil chivav ha-mitzvah. Ashehi chaviv aleyem. V'cholechad huzor is l'kayim oyser rega koydem. V'adaraba mikoyl ha-miyosam. V'hargoshosam. V'cherdosam bedovaze. He said, the koylas that are going on, yiesani gurya gedoylach. But from a halacha perspective, said the Ben Ishchai, just make sure you calm down. You know, make sure your heart's not racing when you finally get to the dalad minim. It's like this: you'll be able to make the bracha with kavana, and you'll be able to make kaiyim mitzvah sriches kavana. But as it relates to the scene, so the Ben Ishchai said he was being melamed tzchus on what was going on and what to some was perceived as maybe the wrong way to go about it. But he felt adarab. It shows what Klal Yisrael, what they have a chavivas for, and he felt that all those koilas will be ma'ir koilas in Shemayim to be ma'ilitz toiv and be malamitz chosan klal Yisrael. Either way, zokta gemara v'hanishtatev imahem tzorech lirshan. So a koyin and an ein Yehudi is not obligated in the zroi l'chayayim in the keva. It's for that reason. If a Yid takes a Kayan as a partner, or he takes a non-Jewish partner, he's going to be Potter as well. Stating that, he has to make sure that people know that he has this Kayan partner, or this non-Jewish partner. Tzarech Lirshayim. Because if not, there's a Maris Ayin issue. Nobody knows that this person is your partner, and as a result, people are going to think that you're violating the mitzvah of Inasal HaKayan, Zroi L'Chayayim in the Kepes. It sounds like whether your Shutif is a Kayan, or whether your Shutif is an Akum, either way, you have to do this. Break the Mavrim, and it'll ask you a Kash. I'm Shatif, and Kayan Tzarech Lirshayim. If someone has a Kayan that's a partner, he's Potter from the Matanois, but he has to make sure people know that. If, however, someone has a non-Jewish partner, or if somebody sells Psuli HaMikdashim, which the first Mishnah said that if you sell Psuli HaMikdashim, so this is Kachim that's no longer Kachim. We're talking about something that was a carbon, it had a mum, and you applied it. So right now it's Chulim, but Halach is you still partner from the Matanis. In those cases, Ein Tzarech Lirshayim. So the Brice is mentioning three examples of animals where you're partner from the Matanis. One is you have a Kayin that's a partner, the other one is where you have a non-Jew as a partner, and the third one is when you're selling psulei hamikdashim. Hatzad hashav shabehen, you're shechting the animal, you're a yid, you're me'is ha'om zoifchei hazevach, but you're still going to be exempt from the matnas kohuna. Says the Braisa, if you're mishtatef in a koyin, you have to make it known that you have this koyin partner. But oivik lechon, psulei hamikdashim, not. Point is, it's a stira. In the Mishnah, it's mashma, even if you have a non-Jewish partner, you need to be make this roishim. Here it's mashma, but no, if you have a non-Jewish partner, ain't tzarech lirshayim. This braisa that says you don't need to let people know you have a non-Jewish partner, so when the non-Jew is in the store, says the Gemara, okay, the kavasa gabi koyin diyasu mam sachto. If the braisa is comparing and contrasting between a koyin partner and a non-Jewish partner, The context needs to be the same. So you're telling me that if you have a kohen partner, even if he's in the store, you need to make a hekra. My tzarich lishlein, he's there. So Mar says, I'll tell you why. Damri biser kazavin. A kohen in the store doesn't mean anything because people are going to think he's a customer. Yochai v'chavin nami amri biser kazavin. Then why is a guy in the store mean anything? Maybe people think he's a customer as well. Elochem ma'eskin yosef v'chavin machsafta. No. What we mean is, when do you not have to let people know that you have the non-Jewish partner when he's working behind the cash register? Clearly, he's not a customer. So as a result, you don't have to be concerned. But the Gemara says, that means, again, to be consistent, you're telling me that you have to make a roishim, even if you have a koyin partner who's working behind the cash register, I might tzarech lishtoim. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why, Amri Amuni Hemne. People will think that maybe it works for you. He's working behind their cash. You trust him with your money. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe if you have a non-Jew who works behind the cash register, you should have to make a roshim, because people aren't going to realize he's your partner. People will think you trust him. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer, no, people wouldn't trust an Eivik Echavim with such a job. Another teretz tam, Eivik Echavim, mifapai. In general, if there's a non-Jew in a store, if he was a customer, he'd be negotiating. He'd be handling. And as a result, we assume that if he's in the store, he must be a partner. The fact that you have a Jew in the store, you know, he could be, he's buying. So it doesn't matter where he is in the store. There, you always have to make a roshim. The non-Jew, if he's in the store and acting civilly, so the assumption is that he must be your partner. When it comes to psuliyam mikdashim, you don't have to make this roshim. Meaning, psuliyam mikdashim, it looks like it's a regular animal. That's not kach. It looks like it's chulin, and still that loch is. You don't need to make a roishim, despite the fact that you're not going to give this roi l'chaim in the keva. Why not? There's a marasayin. Says the Gemara, alma mucha milsa. Probably because there's a difference between how you sell chulin and how you sell psuliyam mikdashim. The Gemara says, not true. Tonight we learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah Mesech is b'chayris, coming up. Psuliyam mikdashim nimkar be'itlis. Psuliyam mikdashim, you're allowed to sell in the shuk. V'nishchatim be'itlis, v'nishkolim be'litro. You could sell it the same way you treat chulin. It's a chiddush, because it was once kachim. But the halacha is that no, once it's psuliyam mikdashim and you applied it already, you could do whatever you want with it. So where's the hekdus? And the Gemara says, Tigim Rav Adabar Ahavak, Amid Rav Papa, ba'oysam hanimkarim b'teich habayis. We're talking about kachim that were sold b'toich habayis, and as a result, such kachim that can't be sold b'itlis. Rashi says it's referring to Meiser and Bechar, did this special halachas. So over there, where you're selling it differently anyways, you don't need a heker from the fact that you're not being mafrish, this royal l'chayayim and the cave.